Okay, we're back. Post office duties accomplished. So we're off to the grocery store. I think I'm going to have to put my glovies on. Oh my God, all this vernacular that we learn from these stupid podcasts we listen to. Big fatty, get out of my brain. Wow.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Big Fatty, get out of my... Wow.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 2622, I say chew, of the BFO for two, I say Tuesday the 13th. Of February 2018, y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Y'all, we've got a little show filled with...
Wow.
Hello, BD's Big Betty, hi. Everyone, I hope your Fat Tuesday is going well. Yes, Big Betty, or as they call it out in Walnut Hills, Tuesday. Yes, that's true. So, y'all, it is Fat Tuesday here on the BFO, and y'all, we're gonna have some more information about Pride 48 down there and the Nolans, as well as some. So questions. And Big Fatty, remember you got to play some love music. Oh, that's right.
One last so-so question from Martin, I think.
It's February so-so question month. It's February so-so question month. Come on, Big Fatty listeners, and call, comment, or email the BFO with a so-so question for that Peter G. and Kathy Marshall's contest in February. Because we're tired of the good questions and we're ready for the mediocre ones. It's February so-so question month. Come on, do something. Get off your ass.
Martin?
Yes. Hello, Big Fatty.
Hi.
Hello, Poodle. Lovely
Hi.
Poodle. My question is, well, you know,
yes.
There is only really one question I can ask.
Oh, okay.
And my question is, Big Fatty, what's your favourite smell?
Oh.
Yes.
Yes.
Are there any particular smells you really like? Or even any smells you really can't stand?
Oh, yes.
That's my so-so question.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Right.
You're done? All right.
That probably is all we need to say, because, anyway, thank you. We'd be interested in your answers.
Yes, thanks. Absolutely.
All right, guys, come on, let's say goodbye.
Goodbye, Big Fatty. Goodbye, Poodle.
Bye.
Yes, goodbye, Big Fatty. Goodbye, Poodle.
Bye. Yeah.
Goodbye.
Yes.
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 Goodbye.
Yes.
Poodle. Goodbye,
bye.
Big Fatty.
Bye. Bye. Yes, okay.
I think we did quite well.
Oh,
yes.
Oh,
I think so.
Yes. I asked the best question, of course.
Oh.
Yeah, you would say that, Martin.
Oh, yes. Oh, dear. Gussie, y'all, first of all, Digger. Y'all, that was Digger. with the totally original, never used before, a bumper that he did for So-So Question Month, commissioned by Kathy Marshall and that Peter G. Yes, we Betty. And, we broke up. We broke up the three questions that the Shy Yeti and the Ick and Martin sent. So this was our final question. Yes, Big Fatty. And first of all, thank you so much for the call with the questions. Lovely to hear from you. And Martin, I have to say, you are correct that yours is the most so-so of the so-so questions. Yes, Big Fatty, it is. It's almost not even worth answering. I can tell you, Martin, a smell I can't stand is when people wear cologne, because most people who wear cologne wear entirely too much cologne. Yes, Big Fatty. But one of the smells that I love is to smell a steak cooking on the grill. Yes, Big Fatty, you just took one off the grill. You go have it for your supper. It's true, I am. So, Martin and Ick and Cheyenne, thank you so much for all those questions. Yes, Big Fatty, so-so as they are. Wake me up anyway, thank you for calling.
Hey, Poodle.
Hi.
Got a question for you.
Oh.
This isn't part of the so-so question.
Oh, it's not?
Game.
Oh.
This is just for you.
Oh, okay. Yes?
Why didn't you draw my name?
Oh. Oh, well, this is uncomfortable.
Just wondering.
Yes. Y'all, that, of course, a Big Fatty, she called me. All right, you handle it then. That is Miss Bacon. Miss Bacon, you're right. This is not a so-so question. Miss Bacon, all I can say is that everything is on the up and up. Everyone's a winner here at the BFO. And, you know, I just put my little paws, I mean hands, into the colostomy bag, and I pulled out the number three, number two, and number one winners. But everyone's a winner in my book, Miss Bacon. I hope she takes that, because she called back. Oh
my gosh, fart pants, I got a new employee, and honest to gosh, my face and mouth hurt so bad from talking so much. Like, seriously, I have not talked this much in 3 years since the last time I got a new employee. Like, seriously, I could go 5 or 6 days with not one person talking to me at work. I could probably go 15 days if I didn't initiate a conversation with someone. I mean, my section is so completely separate from everyone else's. And, now today and yesterday I've been talking, and my head hurts so bad, I could probably make it explode. But anyway.
Dear Gussie, y'all, that of course is Miss Bacon. Yes, Big Fatty. And Miss Bacon, thank you so much for that call. Always lovely to hear from you. And I saw on the Twitter that you've been training your new employee, and I think this is lovely. Y'all, Miss Bacon got a promotion at the coal mine, and so she is all set with that. Yes, Big Fatty, and she's also going to come to Pride 48. So y'all, speaking of Pride 48, we had the State of the Station on Sunday night. It was that old Crooked Hat and me and Taffy and Taylor and the Turnip Head and that Joey Bukkake. And y'all, we announced the motel. Y'all, it is the Holiday Inn Superdome down there in the Nolens. And y'all, the rate is $99 a night. Yes, Big Betty, you told us yesterday. And the taxes and all bring it to about $116 a night. But y'all, I think we've got an excellent rate, and it's about it's less than a 10-minute walk down to Bourbon Street. So y'all, it's just lovely. Now y'all, one thing that I didn't mention on yesterday's little show is that, you know, we were given lots of meeting space and things like that when we're out there in Lost Wages, and we don't have that available to us in Nolan. So y'all, there's going to have to be a fee. Everybody's got to pay a little bit so that we can have the ballrooms and all. Now, we do have some negotiating room, depending on how many people are there. But, y'all, we're gonna have to charge a $25 fee if you're coming to help cover the cost of the meeting room and all. And we'll have a cutoff date to pay that of July the 4th. And after that, it'll be $30. And, y'all, then if you're not staying at the host hotel, it's going to be a $35 fee for each person. So, y'all, we're encouraging you to stay there at the Holiday Inn Superdome. And we are going to do the Pride 48 Brufkas like we've done in the past. And we'll have more information about all that. And, y'all, you can't register quite yet, but we're aiming to have the code and link up by March the 1st, but y'all keep an eye out over at Pride 48 for more information. Yes, Big Fatty!
Hey, Big Fatty, it's Moose. Please forgive this poor sound quality, but it's been a while since I've used this equipment, and quite frankly, something's gone haywire with it. You asked what I've been doing since retirement. Well, so far, I've been doing a lot of projects around the house. Been going to Home Depot and Lowe's, spending lots of money. I've also been going to the gym quite a bit. I still hope to get big and strong someday. I have not missed work a bit. Really enjoyed this. Highly recommend it. If anybody has any recommendations for a new tattoo, I would be more than willing to get your ideas. I'm looking for something that's either going to commemorate the retirement or weightlifting. Bye, Big Fatty.
Yeah, that's it. Y'all, that, of course, is that Moose P. Yes, Big Fatty. And, you know, he just retired. Yes, Big Fatty, the end of June. And, Moose, first of all, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from our retirees. Yes, Big Fatty. Sounds like you're enjoying the heck out of it. Big Fatty's looking forward to it as well. Yes, Big Fatty, almost as much as Vina. Moose, now that you've got all this time on your hands, you can call in. Y'all, I think I saw Moose in the chat room on Sunday night for the Pride 48 State of the Station. By the way, y'all, you can download that whole little show if you go subscribe to Pride. It's Pride 48 Network shows. You can go and listen and get all the details there. Big Fatty, you just gave the details. Well, there may be some other things that maybe I just, I don't remember shit. Yes, Big Fatty, you sure don't. Yeah, Gussie, y'all have got quite a few so-so questions that have been e-lettered to me. Y'all, the first is from Phoenix Dave. Yes, Big Betty, down there in Red Stick. So-so question. Big Fatty, when putting on your shoes, which shoe do you put on first? Phoenix Dave, unofficial tour guide for Pride 48 2018. First of all, Phoenix Dave, thank you so much for the question. This absolutely, and y'all, Phoenix Dave is going to be our unofficial tour guide down there in Nolens. When I put on my shoes, what do you put on first? This absolutely is a so-so question. Which shoe do I put on first? I put on my bedroom shoes. Yes, Big Betty, I don't think that's what he meant, though. He says the left or the right. Oh. Phoenix Dave, I probably put my right on first because I'm right-handed. Yes, Big Betty. That's absolutely a so-so question that no one gives a damn about. No, Big Fatty. And he's sent us another so-so question, but he's got a little lead in, kind of gets back to Miss Bacon's question. or phone call earlier. She says, "Hey, Big Fatty, I've finally gotten over the heartbreak of not being your number one fan for 2018. Big Fatty, I therefore declare by default that I am the unofficial number four fan. For 2018. This means that if the number one, number two, and number three fans show up in New Orleans and something dreadful happens to all of them, I will claim, I mean humbly accept the role of number one fan for 2018. Watch out, bitches. Be ready." And he says, "The other reason I'm writing is because I sent you a so-so question the day before the Superb Owl, but it seems to have gotten lost. Or was it so bad you didn't want to read it, but I thought I would resubmit it for your consideration." Big Fatty, he knows you're slow as hell. Well, I guess. But anyway, Phoenix Dave, we've answered that, and it's no better. It's no better with threats of human life either. No, Big Fatty, it is not. Y'all, we've got a so-so question from the Ock. It says, "Greetings, BFO. Fake orgasm here, de-lurking like a Romulan warbird decloaking in the neutral zone with this all-important but so-so question. Why, Big Fatty, thank me toots. No electrons or photons were inhumanely treated in this email. However, they were horribly and slavishly inconvenienced, as you can tell." Big Fatty, I don't know what any of that means, but fake orgasm, thank you so much for the, what do you call it, for the so-so question. Always lovely when people de-lurk like a Romulan warship, warbird. And the question, why, Big Fatty? Big Fatty, we've been asking that for years. The answer is relevant, or should I say is as irrelevant today as it was back on episode number one. Big Fatty, we've come a long way since then, but it's still the same. Why Big Fatty? Well, it's to set the bar so low that everybody else can succeed. Yes, Big Fatty! So, a fake orgasm, thank you so much for that. Y'all, a straight boyfriend, a straight Bob down there in the future, he says, "I've just ended one of the worst weeks listening to the BFO while I was mixing up a batch of cookies on a Friday night." Big Fatty, why would it was the worst week because he was listening to the BFO? I don't know. And his question is this: don't think too hard, but you could give us a roundabout figure about how many emails you answer from listeners of the BFO in a week. It wasn't until I actually had to referee a hockey game that I realized everybody has something to say to the ref, that it's not just a few. Thank you for calling, XO. And Straight Bob, thank you so much for this. Oh, dear Gussie. Well, Straight Bob, first of all, thank you so much for the question. Obviously, it is such a so-so question that the music cut me off. But obviously from Phoenix Dave's question, I don't answer them quickly enough. But some weeks are better than others. So-so question month gets a lot of questions coming into the BFO. So I don't know, probably maybe a dozen or so. So, yes, Big Fatty, y'all at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the Faye Driver, and Faye Driver, what do you think about So-So Question Month?
Big Fatty, get out of my...
Oh, that's right, Big Fatty, get out of that. That's reserved for Justin Bieber.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.